responsive reading is on page 738 in your hymnal, Psalm 1. Blessed are those who do not walk in the counsel of the wicked,
or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers.
But their delight is in the law of the Lord.
God's law they meditate day and night.
They are like the trees planted by streams of water that yield their fruit in season, and their leaves do not wither.
In all that they do, they prosper.
The wicked are not so, but are like chaff which the wind drives away.
Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but
the way of the wicked shall perish.
Our second scripture reading today comes from the Hebrew Bible, from the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verses 10 through 31, which can be found in your pew Bible at starting on page 579. Hear these words. A capable wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and she will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm. All the days of her life, she seeks wool and flax and works with the willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from far away. She raises while it's still night and provides food for her household and tasks for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hand, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her door to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid for her household when it snows, for all her children are clothed in crimson. She makes herself coverings. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known at the city gates, taking his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She supplies the merchants with sashes. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children raise up and call her happy. Her husband, too, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a share in the fruit of her hands, and let her work praise her in the city gates. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The epistle lesson is from James, and can be found in page 216 in your New Testament side of your Bible, starting at James 3:13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, Do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that you are at war within, that are at war within you? You want something and do not have it. So you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it. So you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our gospel lesson today is from Mark 9, chapters 30 through 37. It can be found on in your pew Bible on page 42 of the New Testament. They went on from there and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them. And taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The word of God to the people of God. Thanks be to God. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. These are the last words of our epistle lesson today. James was writing these words to the nation of Israel after they had been dispersed by the Babylonians and the Assyrians, scattered throughout the world again. They had been exiled from the land that had been promised them by God, the 12 tribes separated from each other once again. James was telling them that they're arguing amongst each other, and their boastfulness were displeasing to God. They were living of the world as opposed to in the world. They were becoming separated from God by these actions. Being envious and selfish were traits of those being consumed by earthly living and not kingdom living. To live for God's glory and not their own is what they should have been doing. Living for their own purpose was the devil's way of existence, and they needed to be ever aware of his temptations in their lives. If you remember in the Old Testament, when Moses left the people and went up the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments, on his return he found them making idols to worship and arguing and boasting to one another who should be their new leader. Moses wasn't cutting the mustard, so to speak, anymore. Or maybe he had died on that mountaintop, leaving the chosen to find their way without a guide. Maybe James was seeing a return to this disruptive behavior and felt the need to get the people back on track, a need to restore their faith in God and His Word. He had, after all, promised to be with them always. Had they forgotten that? Have we forgotten that promise? Are we straying away from the fold? We need to be aware of the existence of the devil in our lives also. We need to move closer to God by living for His glory and not our own earthly temptations. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Live the kingdom way of life so as to demonstrate to others that you belong to the Father. Be ever mindful that the devil lurks in the shadows, waiting for us to slip up and forget our purpose on earth, waiting to catch us as we pursue earthly possessions and an earthly way of life. I know I find myself struggling with this at times, wanting to have a bigger house or a faster and newer car, wishing I could buy that new boat or fifth wheel. Satan has control of me at these times, and I need to remind myself that my money would be better spent helping others, that I need to share what God has given me with others that have been less fortunate. How many of you struggle with the same thing? Do you sometimes feel guilty about not helping when maybe you should be? I think that all of us are guilty of this at some time. C.S. Lewis said, "Enemy-occupied territory, that is what this world is. Christianity is a story of how the rightful king has landed, you might say landed in disguise, and is calling us all to take part in a great campaign of sabotage. When you go to church, you are really listening in to the secret wireless from our friends. That is why the enemy is so anxious to keep us from going. I think that the enemy, Satan, wants us to believe that going to church isn't that important. He wants us to instead go out and enjoy those earthly things we covet so much. Things like money and possessions. He doesn't want us in church formulating a battle plan against him. Hey, go ahead, sleep in this morning. There isn't anything important at church today. Go out and have a good time this morning. Maybe next week we can catch up. No problem. So what can we do? Isn't it a lost battle? As long as one church or group of Christians still stands, the battle is far from over. What we should be saying is that we haven't even begun to fight yet. God is on our side, and He is testing us to see how strong our faith is before He jumps in to help us. And believe me, He is there to help us at any time. All we have to do is ask in earnest, and He is right there beside us, going with us into battle. However lost we might be, when we finally give up and ask for directions, God is there with a map to get us back on the right path. So what do? To show God that we belong to Him? Keep strong in your faith. Read the Bible daily. Pray as the Bible tells us, unceasingly. Worship in community as often as possible, for an army has much more power than does one person. That is why worship in community is so important. We need to have the same battle plan so as to strengthen our attack. If we all go into battle with a different plan, we would soon succumb to the devil's forces. Try coming to our Bible study on Thursday. If you can't come, come Sunday before church. We are always eager to receive new students. Small group meetings can have a big effect on your faith quest. I know it has helped mine tremendously. Let us grow in our faith together the way that Jesus taught us. Remember not to be boastful or prideful, for these are the ways of earthly living. Do good deeds in private. Paul said not to let the right hand know what the left hand is doing. Don't flaunt your good doings. God loves those who do not seek recognition for good acts and just do them anyway. Because that is the right thing to do. Love your neighbor and your enemy and serve them as you can. This is what pleases God the most, for it is what we were put here to do, to care for all of God's creation. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Glory be to God. Amen.
Thank you, Bill.